and that is Brisbane folk singer-songwriter Jordan Merrick. He's released his debut EP, In Colour, earlier in May, and we've been hearing so many good things about this record, so we've rung up Jordan so he can tell us a bit more about it. Hey Jordan, how you going?
Hey, very good, thanks. Yourself?
Really good. Nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, nice to be here.
So let's kick things off by talking a bit about In Colour. It's your very first solo release. How did it all come together?
Well, I'd been planning to do a solo release, or more so planning to do a more acoustic folk release for a while. I had just finished up sort of band obligations towards the end of last year. And, yeah, I'd been working on the songs and had them all written, and just finally sort of had the time to go out and do the EP. It's something that I've been wanting to do for such a long time. Just sort of came together really naturally when I'm, you know, time with my band sort of opened up, and yeah, sort of hit the studio and just sort of worked on it from there.
I've got a bit of a cheeky question for you. Is it less stressful to work by yourself than with a band?
Much less stressful. No, the band, working with other musicians and session musicians, etc., is really great. And when I recorded the album with my band last year, it was a great week. We recorded it in Byron, so we had a lot of fun. But I think there's definitely, you know, less, I suppose, expectation. You know, you don't have to rely on other people. You've just got to rely on yourself. So you don't need to worry too much when it's just you and your stuff, and when it's solo especially. So if I make a mistake, it's all meant to be like that, you know? So no one else.
Going back to the EP, there's something very Australian about it. Personally, it reminds me a lot of growing up in North Coast, New South Wales, among the rainforest and the farmlands. And seeing as you're on the Gold Coast, you'd be from a similar sort of area. Would you say that you've put a lot of your own experiences into these songs?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the EP, and one approach that I really wanted to take, sort of where the name comes from, it's in a lot of ways a self-portrait, in sort of putting songs that are very personal to me, on the EP. So it was sort of a really thorough selection process when I was choosing the songs. And, definitely. I mean, I grew up on the Gold Coast. I live in Brisbane now. But, you have so many experiences. And, when I was growing up in town, it was very much a country town back then. In a lot of ways, still, it's becoming a little city now, but you put your everyday life into your music and your writing, and whatever you do in life, everything influences, what you've done in the past influences your future in so many ways. And it's a very personal record. It covers a lot of things that I've felt in life, that I've seen, whether it's happened to myself or other people. It all sort of fits together and creates the music and the EP that eventually came.
I've also noticed that there's a lot of positive messages in your lyrics. Is that a reflection of your own personal ethos?
I suppose it's it's funny. I in a way don't see some of the songs as that. Like I think it's all open to interpretation. Like I was having a conversation with somebody just the other day. Messaged me about the song Birdman that's on the EP, and they were going on and on about how they sort of saw the song, and I was just like, and I had such a negative spin on the song, and I had this like dark backstory to it in my head when I sort of wrote the song, and they thought it was completely the opposite. It's funny with music sometimes. That's the great thing as well. It means something different to everyone, and then for me, there's definitely happiness and sadness and stress and sort of blind faith as well. You know, when you're chasing things, music career, everyone sort of laughs at you in a lot of the way, along the way, and until you sort of prove them wrong. But a lot of it's just trusting yourself, and I suppose there's positive messages, but there's also a lot of, at least for me, sort of hardships that you need to overcome and challenges that you need to overcome that we don't always overcome, and sometimes we fail and we learn from it.
So it's more of a whole package of emotion, really.
It is.
So you have a track dedicated to the late Leonard Cohen on the release, Working Man's Blues. Why did you choose that particular track to dedicate to him?
It's funny, when I wrote the song, I didn't think of Leonard Cohen. I wrote it quite a while ago, and it was when he died. He died, and I was playing a gig the day he died, and I've always loved his work, and he's one of the best songwriters to ever live. You know, he's fantastic, and I just, you know, just a bit of his backstory, you know, going and being, and, you know, he was essentially a failed poet for a lot of his life, and music sort of changed a lot of things for him, and it was a bit out of the blue, but he had a lot of challenges that he had to overcome, and a lot of things, and, like, Working Man's Blues is, in a lot of ways, it's about that. It's about, you know, having a dream or having an ambition that you want to work towards, but, you know, there's a lot of things that go in your way and you get sidetracked, and, you know, I think as well, a big thing, at least for me in that song, was, you know, when you start earning money and you think, oh, I need to earn more money, and you become a bit, you know, focused on money, and that took me so far away from music at one stage, and I sort of just realised that, and I almost felt sick that I'd, you know, put an emphasis on something else. And when Cohen died, and I was on the stage and about to play that song, it just sort of hit me that this song is exactly what, you know, he's gone through, what a lot of artists have gone through, but he's someone who sort of paved the way for people who have had those challenges, and who basically have failed time and time again, and, you know, have had a lot of adversity to succeed and then eventually succeeded. And as he's someone I've really respected, it felt really fitting to dedicate that song to him, and I dedicated it to him that night, and ever since then I just sort of always thought it's that song that'll always be his, in a way, you know, from me to him.
I do think it's very fitting. Having listened to it a few times, I can see how the connection is there, even without that story as well. So I guess it's just one of those beautiful moments of serendipity, hey?
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
So you were talking about your band before. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's Fugitive and the Vagabond?
Yep, that's the one.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your work with the band?
Yeah, so when I first started out, basically wanting to play or trying to play shows a couple of years ago, I wanted to start off and just play with the band. So I sort of, you know, met some local musicians, and we put the band together, and the lineup actually changed quite a lot before the current sort of Fugitive lineup. We did an EP. In a lot of ways, it was, at the start, it was mainly Jordan and friends, but it sort of really developed into, you know, a real good creative collaboration in terms of kind of bringing I would write a song, and the band, the current band, would bring just so much to the table in terms of melody and music and sound and ideas, and it sort of turned from being sort of like a name I would just play under to being a proper, you know, collaborative project and a proper band and with some great people. And it came together after we finished the album. I'd worked with a few of the people in the band, and then we recorded the album and met some new people, and then it just sort of, sometimes when you play with other musicians, it just clicks, or it doesn't, and it just sort of was very, very fortuitous that it just clicked. And, you know, with the five of us now, it just really works. We bounce off each other really well, and it sort of has built really, really nicely. You know, we had the album release, and then we've taken a bit of a break to do the solo stuff, but we still, you know, we practice every week. We don't sort of slack off just because it's a bit of downtime. We've got a lot of planning that we've done and a lot of, you know, work we're going to do and we are doing behind the scenes. And it's sort of just doing its own thing separate to my solo stuff. But you know, even at the show the other night here in Brisbane, I had, I think, four out of the five Vagabonds, if you will, on stage at one stage. So they're a great bunch of people to play with.
They sound very supportive.
Yeah, they are.
On a final note, you've just started the In Colour Tour and played the first gig in Brisbane over last weekend. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Where else will you be playing?
So the initial tour is only a few dates. So I'm playing on the Gold Coast this week, going back home and playing the Sunshine Coast the week after, and then heading down to Melbourne in the second week of June to play a show there. So just a couple of sort of select dates. Just wanted to sort of, you know, plan shows, just like a small amount of shows at first, just to, I suppose, test the waters and to see how everything was going to go. I think as well, when I was booking the tour, I had a certain budget that I could work with, and, you know, in a lot of ways with music, you just never know how people are going to react, and I could have, you know, I could release it and people absolutely hate it and I'll get no one to the shows. So I sort of had to really be careful with my budgeting because, you know, with recording and stuff, it's so expensive. And so I just sort of selected places that I really wanted to play and would have loved to have, like, you know, Sydney and Adelaide on the list as well, and even, like, Tasmania.
Oh, you'll get here eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure I will. But I'm planning to definitely book some more shows sort of like in those places later on in the year. You know, now that the album's out, so the EP's out and the tour's begun, I can sort of start planning those next steps towards some more shows across the country. We've got a big, beautiful country, so why not, you know, see it?
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for calling in today, Jordan. For those of you listening at home, we just heard from Jordan Merrick, a folk singer-songwriter all the way from Brisbane. He's just released his debut solo EP, In Colour, and will be playing next on the Gold Coast at The Loft, which is a beautiful venue. Been there many a time when I was living back there, so definitely go check it out on May 19th. And the whole EP is actually already available to be streamed on SoundCloud, so hop online if you'd like to have a listen.